This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100
word stories.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories Podcast. This one goes to episode 11. My name is Lawrence Simon, and normally I read a 100 word story on this thing, or someone else will contribute a story for me to post here for all you to enjoy. But it's Saturday, time to let your hair down and try out the weekly challenge, where I've given out a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. Sure, you hear many of these fine writers reading their own stories, but every now and then when somebody's too busy choking on a piece of salmon, well, it's up to the perverted midget sex slave to rescue them. Trust me, you'd rather have them read the story than to give you the Heimlich. I learned my lesson. So, what's up for this week? The topic is pie. How many stories did we get? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Just 6 stories. Well, hopefully we'll get more again. Who goes first? That's determined by the winner of the poll. And this is going to be Chris Daly from Riding with the Window Down and the Gridiron Podcast. God, he just does every freaking podcast out there. But he didn't do one for this week, so off the stack he goes. And second place is, wait, it's not Ellison? Oh, it's Kolek. Kolek from the Collective. Ellison has finally been defeated in a poll. Oh my god, that's gonna drive him nuts. Well anyway, let's start things off with Kolek from the Collective.
Hi folks, it's time for another 100 word story by Kolek. The title, The Pie of Peril. Charles was paranoid. He saw peril in the most innocent things. So when he received a pie from his mother, he reacted in a cautious manner. He first x-rayed, and then scanned for radioactivity. His sensors showed nothing, so he opened the package. He read her seemingly innocent letter, but he knew better. She was out to get him. He did more tests, but found the pie was safe. It smelled good, and he was hungry. After hesitating, he finally tried the pie. It was good. He hastily and greedily consumed the pie, which caused him to choke to death.
That's a good one. Well, once we get the winner out of the stack, we move on to the rookies. And here we've got, hold on. Okay, it's Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. He did a thing reading some of my podcast stories the other week, and now let's see what he's come up with on his own.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Caleb, and I come from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast, which oddly enough can be found at blacktiemartiniclub.com. And now, I've got a story about pies, just for you. The pies, of course, were just a distraction. A full-blown pie fight rarely happens organically, and the patrons should have realized that. It takes a great deal of careful planning and choreography to get something like that off the ground. But once underway, the momentum of a pie fight of that scale is almost impossible to corral, and before you know it, you're swept up in the flurry of sweet, creamy warfare. Later, when they learned about the heist, many patrons considered it well worth it as the price of admission to that most sublime of all comedic rituals.
Peter, can I get a refill here? Yeah. Wait, they can hear me. Oh, my God. Oh, well, that was Caleb from the Black Tie Martini podcast, Black Tie Club, Black Tie Martini Club pod, Black Club. That was Caleb, and whoa, nice stuff. When some of the regulars return, I think they're going to have their competition all laid out for them here. Okay, and speaking of competition, let's queue up the rest of the roster here. First up is the narrowly defeated Ellison from Blog to Ellison. What has he got for us this week?
Hello, this is Ellison, welcoming you to another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Today's 100-word story is Pie-Eyed Jeremy. Jeremy loved pie. Jeremy loved pie with a white-hot passion. No birthday cake for him. It had to be pie. Only pie. Dutch apple. Mince, blueberry, rhubarb, pumpkin, coconut custard, steak and kidney, chicken pot. If it was a pie, Jeremy would seek it out and devour it. But pies were expensive. Fillings and crust cost money, which Jeremy had in short supply. Eventually, to support his pie habit, Jeremy turned to crime. During a botched heist at Entenmann's, two hostages died in a hail of bullets. Jeremy was arrested and convicted. His last meal? Pie, of course. Cyanide pie. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Okay, folks, that was Ellison from... It's always the music. Okay. Well, that was Ellison from Blog to Ellison. You can check him out here every so often, as well as his own site. And that one's going to be pretty hard to beat. Next up, it's Lisa of Lemons and Lollipops. Hold on, where's the stop button here? Normally I cut this stuff out here where I can't find the right buttons to hit, but yeah, I guess it's Mikey Pod's influence. Hold on. Right here and there.
Hello, it's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops with my entry into this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. The title of my story this week is Happy Hunter. The hunter happily watched his prey, still struggling to free itself from its bindings. He knew the meat would be fresher if he left it alive until just before it was time to cook it. He began to assemble the necessities. He got out the industrial grinder through which he would feed the prepared animal. Despite the administration of powerful tranquilizers, it thrashed about wildly in a futile attempt to escape. It had been a long time since he'd captured one with this much spirit. Hannibal just grinned. This would be the best mincemeat pie he'd had in a long time.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
I'm glad the midget didn't read that one. He might have eaten me in my sleep. Nice one, Lisa. Glad you finally found the microphone. Anything to keep that midget away. So, how about our old friend Andrew Ian Dodge from the Dodging Reality podcast and all sorts of other sites? You can check it out on the sidebar here. He's a regular here at 100 Word Stories. How about we see what he's been up to?
The Sage was singing Cherry Pie by Warrant, mulling over his emails. The Sage used to sing quite often in his youth as a way of taking his mind off some of the ghastly Cthulhuid beasties. As he ain't a football man, he never went in for songs like Who Ate All the Pies? In fact, the sage recommended that those fighting nasties try to have a song in their head in order to avoid mental openings. A dose of GNR, Metallica, or Iron Maiden washing around in the brain works rather well. Who wants to be part of Pie au Humain?
Well, you can check out more of the sage's advice here on the 100 Word Stories podcast every now and then. Andrew brings him out and lets him share his wisdom every now and then. So, how about, oh no, Beck once again invoked the ire of the angry gods, and now we've got the perverted midget. Oh, get out here. Yeah, there's lots of nasty words in this one. I need to add an explicit tag somewhere. Here you go, folks. Don't say I didn't warn you.
A day at the office. What's real time doing? Is there any congestion? Not a fucking drop of congestion. It's at his balls down there, isn't it? Dude, I'm thinking we need to start hitting this fucking basis. June's over, there's hardly been any fucking congestion at all. That's exactly what I'm thinking, too. We gotta hit this fucking basis. That fucking thing could liquidate like $5. Basis is what, 10.5 last? We should fucking sell that all the way down to nothing. This thing is fucking coming off, man. Fucking done. Gotta get your slice of the pie.
Get out of here. Okay, that was Beck of Insight. Thanks, Beck. Moving on to the last part of the show, it's where we perk up our ears to the heavens and listen for distant cries of madness from
Planet Z.
How about we steer the dishes over to that ugly quadrant of the sky and put a gigantic Q-tip in the big ear?
You know the story. The king chef baked 420 blackbirds into the pie, so I was assigned to the kids. You kill them humanely before baking them into the pie, I asked. Kill them, said the chef. Heavens, no. I put them in there alive so they could fly at the moment the king poked his fork through the crust. Goddamn French show-offs. You booked them on animal cruelty charges. Surprisingly, the king did not pardon him for the crime. I guess the old coot doesn't appreciate having scare the crap out of me pot pie for dinner.
And there you go. 7 stories about pie. Thanks to everyone who rose to the challenge and sent in their stories this week. A job well done. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a bit, but until then, you can head to the archive site at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite one from this week. And believe me, they're all good. I have no idea who's going to win. But anyway, there's more to do at the archive site, you know. Why is it called the archive site? Well, there's archives of 100-word stories there. We're almost up to 700 episodes. Can your podcast say that? I don't think so. And, of course, there's all the past weekly challenges there, so you can get a feel for what it takes to do a little research, whatever. There's plenty of other subscription options up there, too, in case you need to put this in iTunes or do it through Yahoo or use Podcast Ready. PodcastReady.com, good stuff. Or Pickle or The Alley. It's almost a podcasting sin not to beg for people to leave feedback and comments at the beginning of the month. But you know what? Screw that. It's all a joke. It's all rigged. The podcasting Illuminati ain't gonna let me win. The man is keeping the 100-word stories down. But who cares? Good night. Hope to hear from you next week. Who knows? Maybe I'll be number one on every one of those charts. Remember, with the weekly challenge, you're number one, too. Good night.